Welcome to Film Companion. I'm Anupama Chopra and here are this week's reviews. Lapata Ladies is about exactly that, women who are lost. The film is set in 2001 in a fictional state called Nirmal Pradesh. In an absurdly comical comedy of errors, Phool and Jaya, both new brides in rural India, with their ghoongats reaching below their noses, end up without their husbands. But these women are also lost metaphorically. They are chained by their own conditioning and oppressive patriarchal structures. In The Lunchbox, Nawazuddin Siddiqui's character Sheikh famously proclaims, "Kabhi kabhi galat train bhi sahi jagah pahuncha deti hai." For Jaya and Phool, the opposite happens. A sahi train takes them to the galat jagah, which helps them to get on the right track. The beauty is that director Kiran Rao tells this fiercely feminist story not like a sermon delivered from a soapbox, but like a fairy tale that's grounded. There is a sweetness and a simplicity running through every frame. Most of the people Phool and Jaya meet are inherently decent. The same scenario, young women lost and alone, could constitute a horror film. Think of the trauma endured by Anushka Sharma in NH10 or Tara Sutaria in Apoorva. But Kiran and her writers. The original story is by Biplab Goswami, the screenplay and dialogue by Sneha Desai and additional dialogue by Divya Nidhi Sharma keep it deliberately sunny. Through Phool and Jaya and several of the other female characters in the film, they make a passionate plea for women to be unshackled. The primary shackle is of course that ghoongat, which sets the plot into motion. Early in the film, Phool is told that now that she's in a veil, she must look down and not ahead. Kiran gives us POV shots from inside the ghoongat. All Phool and Jaya can see are shoes. The veil also prevents the women from being found. When the local cop Shyam Manohar asks for a photo, Phool's husband Deepak offers the sole one he has from their marriage, in which Phool's face is entirely covered. Only her chin shows. Later, a character says, "Face hi to sab kuch hota hai. Face dhakna matlab pehchan dhak dena." And the film smartly makes the point that this burying of a woman's identity is across faiths. Irrespective of religion, women are second-class citizens covered in cloth that resembles a shroud long before they're dead. Again, this is done with levity. Humor is Kiran's not-so-secret weapon. It makes the messaging much more palatable. Lapata Ladies takes genial pot shots in all directions. Politics, police, that singular ability Indians have to be intrusive. Pay attention to Jaya's mother-in-law, whom we meet briefly on the train. Deepak, who she doesn't know at all, is standing close by. But she doesn't hesitate in asking about his dowry or reaching over, feeling the material of his suit and declaring that her son's is better. Her son Pradeep, whom Jaya has married, is frankly awful. In contrast, Phool's husband adores her. There's a lovely scene in which he declares his affection with great effort and pride. The women are also opposites. Phool is timid, conservative, ignorant. Jaya is more educated, ambitious, and furtive. She lies and she's clearly hiding something. But eventually, both women help each other to find their way. Their story stumbles on the pacing. Like Kiran's first film, Dhobi Ghat, Lapata Ladies also sometimes becomes lethargic. The songs by Ram Sampath are melodious and enhance the rootedness of this world, but they don't propel the narrative enough. And in places, the messaging is just too on the nose. There are scenes and dialogue which seem bunged in purely to make a point. Jaya's presence in Deepak's house helps to alleviate the lives of the other women there. His mother, grandmother, sister-in-law, she's so quiet that at one point Jaya jokingly calls her mute. Jaya teaches them to do things for their own pleasure, similar to the effect that Rani had in Rocky's house in Rocky or Rani ki Prem Kahani. What helps tide over these bumps is the obvious affection that the director has for her characters, even Pradeep, and the ease with which the actors portray them. Props to casting director Romil. The most famous face in the frame is Ravi Kishan, who makes the unreliable Manohar overbearing but also charming. Chaya Kadam as the tea stall owner Manju Mai is also solid. Also watch out for her special customer, the Chutney Man. Nitanshi Goyal, whom you might know as a Snapchat superstar and social media influencer, she has over 10 million followers on Instagram, hits the right notes as Phool. She plays her with this childlike innocence, so even her haplessness becomes endearing. This is a woman who can't bring herself to take her husband's name, but we root for her to find a spine. And when she eventually says it, you want to cheer. Pratibha Ranta, who's worked mostly in television, is equally solid as Jaya. Jaya treads a more unconventional path, and she must necessarily be more strategic. She's street smart, but also more steely. Pratibha embodies her, this intelligence, but also this resilience. She can literally take a punch. But my favorite was Sparsh Srivastav as the besotted Deepak. There is such sweetness in his longing for his lapata wife. And that scene in which he tells Phool how he feels is just superb. Lapata ladies made me smile. It also made me tear up for the strength and the struggles of women everywhere. But Kiran leaves you hopeful that despite the Herculean obstacles, like Phool and Jaya, we will all eventually find our way. You can see the film at a theatre near you. Thank you for listening to the Film Companion podcast. Stay tuned for more reviews, interviews, and all that's hot and happening in pop culture and entertainment.